Okay, Priya. Speaking to the Vaishnavas, especially those of ISKCON, and you know who you are. I have indulged here lately on what can be seen as criticism of the religious institution. But don't get me wrong. I have the highest respect for the movement that Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada created and his predecessors and so on. Considering myself a Gaudiya Vaishnava and a Prabhupada, but so when I'm talking about in this way, it's about really the well. The errors and misunderstandings that we as neophytes definitely had, and just saying it so the youngsters don't inherit those for some reason. That's often a problem in religions when you start calling them that. More sectarian, but then also plain group psychology that kicked in, and that often does so in groups, whatever group it is, especially if it's about very deep things, engagement, the very foundation of your life and your being. And of course, ISKCON was like that in the beginning, really. Either you're in or you're out. Demanding quite a lot from the members, actually. And one thing I spoke about the other day was the importance of being yourself, that of course this is what self-realization is about. But then I read or heard a few statements by those who have, people who have been ISKCON members and then left. Especially from back then, when it was more, well, accused of being a cult, but I would say more actually being like that, acting like that. Again, I would say, not because there's anything wrong with the Gaudiya tradition or mission, it's an old, respectable Vaishnava tradition of India, but the group thing kicking in. And all kinds of anarthas carried in by us members, who then became the leaders, the shapers of this movement until what it is today. So, anyway, one statement I heard often, I think, from those who left ISKCON was that, oof, I can be myself again. And I can understand that. As someone, stepping out of that temple and out of those clothes and That's standard figure, persona that you, after all, were steeped and shaped into. Stepping out of that, putting on same old clothes as you had before, your favorite clothes, and, you know, doing things that you want to do, your favorite things to do, and being with people you like, your favorite people to be, you know, that kind of thing that life is and used to be before, you know, we then stepped into that realm where we... Well, I was even told by my leader back then, because me and one of my friends joined at the same time, basically, that, you know, we shouldn't have this friend relationship anymore. That's Maya, you know. No, we're just co-servants of Krishna. That kind of thing. And I believe it's not like that anymore, but... It doesn't surprise me that this is how you would feel back then when you stepped out of it. Blooped. Although probably you would also feel guilty if you still believe in Krishna and all of this knowledge that, oh no, I'm a blooped Bodhi, I did this because I'm so fallen and weakened in Maya. So, but I would want like to say, and you're free to agree or disagree with me, that be yourself. If you feel that you have just been pulled, I mean, actually involuntarily by the social pressure into acting and being in a way that you actually don't feel comfortable with. And then I don't mean material sense enjoyment comfort, but as far as me and who I am and what I'm, where I feel that, yeah, this is me. And I'm doing what I really feel with my, that I should do. Och ni hojtar!
Jag hade...